And how are your cold sleigh bells?
They're jingling, Santa.
Well, you know Dayton and Ventura and Palenty and Arne, but do you remember the most famous governor of all?
Oh boy.
Oh, Rudy the Iron Ranger was my favorite governor.
All right, time for letters to Santa.
Merry Christmas, CC Ola.
Let's do our letters now, Santa, okay?
This isn't a fake news story, is it, little Radio David?
We don't do fake news here on CCO.
Well, then explain Mike Lynch's forecast.
All right. Point well taken, Santa Claus.
And that's Sid Hartman, I have to tell you. He is really as tight and cheap as I heard.
Oh, really? What happened?
Well, he told his kid that he shouldn't give me milk and cookies because I was lactose intolerant. Why, that?
Well, let's go to the mailbag. Here's a letter from Peterson of Adrian, Minnesota.
I thought the letter was from Adrian of Peterson, Minnesota.
Let's tackle it another time, Santa Claus, and go on to another one.
Oh, it's the most wonderful time of the year, even though the Twins have yet to make any significant signings in the free agent market at the winter meetings this year.
In the mailbag today, a letter from Bailey in Barnum, Minnesota.
Every time we get a letter from Bailey in Barnum, it turns into a circus.
All right.
On Dasher, on Dancer, on Donner and Vixen. Let's go before one of us gets hurt and have to spend a couple extra days on the affordable health care side.
Enough.
Merry Christmas.
Santa, back to the mailbag now. Here's a letter from a hidden listener in Plainview.
What?
A hidden listener in Plainview writes in.
I did not see that one coming.
Anyway, Nick from Saban writes in and asks, what do you get when you cross an archer with a gift wrapper?
Every year, Nick from Saban asks the same question, and it's the same old answer. When you cross an archer with a gift wrapper, you get Riven Hood. That is the last time I want to see that letter from Nick of Saban, or Santa's going to take away your nice recruiting list.
Swift from Taylor's Falls writes in today and says, this year, Santa, I would like to win a Grammy without being interrupted.
When you cross an archer with a gift wrapper, you get Riven Hood.
All right, you already did that one, Santa. Let me move on here. Swift from Taylor's Falls writes in and says, this year, Santa, I would like to win a Grammy without being interrupted.
Oh, wait a minute now. Kanye from West Concord interrupts our letter from Swift of Taylor's Falls and writes, instead of gifts this year, I've decided to give everyone my opinion.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, I saw the governor dissing the Vikings about the soccer at the new stadium. Merry Christmas!
Dear Santa, last year you only gave me one present, and you said on your show with Radio Dave that you gave me two, but I would like a recount. Your friend, Jill Stein.
You know, little Radio David, I was listening to WCCO Radio's phone app, and I heard on your station up here at the North Pole that story about Tinder the website.
Yeah, yes, sir, where more people are using Tinder for airport and airline hookups. That story, you mean?
And I thought, oh, well, it must be for travelers who just aren't satisfied with the TSA pat-down. Yes. Oh, I'm dreaming of a Hatchables Christmas. Merry Christmas, CCO Land. And to all, a good day.
All right, we'll see you next week, Santa.
Unless I have a new agent by then so I can quit doing this. Merry Christmas!